former President Jacob Zuma has been granted permission to attend his brother's funeral in Nkandla on Thursday. The Department of Correctional Services confirming early this morning that the former president has been granted this compassionate leave. His brother Michael died last week at the age of 77, just after Zuma started that prison sentence at the Escort Correctional Center. So Zuma applied for this temporary release from jail on Tuesday this week, we understand. So at the moment, he is in Nkandla waiting for that funeral. There are some questions, though, that we don't know the answers to. The Correctional Services spokesperson, Singabako Ngumalo, spoke to Clement Manyatela on 702 earlier today, and Clement asked him a few of these questions. Have a listen.
You can confirm that the former president is now home getting ready for the funeral.
Okay, did he apply for a day pass? Because I know there's an option to apply for a couple of days or a couple of hours. Based on that application he sent, what have you accepted? Is he only out for a day?
He did make an application specifying the reason why he's pleading that he be granted temporarily to leave a correctional facility on compassionate grounds. We considered that and approved it, but unfortunately I can't diverge the number of days or day because that may impact on the security that we put into that particular plan, as that then may put everything into a risk.
So you're not able to tell us if he'll be back in prison by late, maybe evening today, or if he'll be home for a couple of days?
Yes, I'm unable to divulge if he'll be back today, but and the act is very clear because when you are granted that leave, it's on temporary basis, meaning that it cannot be that someone is then allowed to be home for an extended number of days. You are still an inmate, you still have to monitor you. So it is specifically for that particular purpose, but I'm not keen to divulge the exact number of hours or days because that will then temper with the security that you need to put into place.
Correctional Services spokesperson Singabako Ngumalo, though, speaking to Clement earlier today. Also some questions around who exactly transported him. Was it Correctional Services? Was it VIP protection? All of this, of course, behind the veil of the fact that there are security concerns. And Nkosikona Duma, Eyewitness News reporter, is in Nkandla for us. And Nkosikona, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Describe the scene there. Are there a lot of people? Is there a lot of security? What's it like in Nkandla at the moment?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, Nkandla in itself, we did so see members of the SANDF and, you know, military vehicles, a few kilometers away from the homestead of the former president, Jacob Zuma. His actual home, though, is surrounded by, you know, the people who refer to themselves as the veterans of Umkhonto Sizwe Military Veterans Association. They have been guarding the place. Media, unfortunately, has not been allowed to get inside the venue to actually see the former president, but we have been told that he is indeed inside, but from this particular point we have been seeing a number of vehicles going in. I must say that some of them luxury vehicles and some of them appear to be blue lights vehicles, but at this particular point, Mandy, from where we are standing as members of the media, we are not able to see much as to what is happening in regard to the funeral proceedings.
And of course, Nkosikona, it also sounds like it's quite windy out there in Nkandla at the moment. I do also want to ask you, have you been hearing anything from anybody from the police, from anybody you've been speaking to, whether there are legitimate security concerns or whether they feel that the situation is in order and under control?
Well, I guess when you speak to people here in Nkandla, they are maintaining that those security concerns are real because, as you know, the former president, his family, believes that he is in prison because he's, you know, he's being victimized by his political enemies, and they're adamant that, you know, those people will not rest. You know, they're adamant at getting to the former president. We do see that those people who have been stationed outside his house, you know, wearing MKMVA regalia, they're still there, Mandy. They are staying in a tent. You correctly point out that it's quite windy in Gandla. Hotel is also quite chilly. You know, colleagues are out, you know, wearing winter clothing. But yeah, his supporters and people who, you know, they are, and people who call themselves MKMVA members, they are adamant in protecting the former president because they believe that, you know, danger really is lurking around him.
Mm. Nkosi Kona, thank you very much. Nkosi Kona Duma, EWN reporter in Nkandla for us. So, as my, you know, over my career as a journalist, I've certainly reported on instances where people have asked for compassionate leave to go to funerals. It's not entirely unusual. This is quite soon after incarceration. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think that he should have been released to go to the funeral? Do you think it is compassionate? He is not considered a high risk inmate at this point. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether or not you think that this is too much of a security risk. Should he have been allowed to go to Nkandla, or should he not have?